Blog Talk Radio.
I'm the MVP. I'm stupid with this rap shit.
Here I am. Yep. I'm the man. Here I am.
AKA DJ T Diggity. We got a great show for you all here today. Today we're going to be featuring a mixtape for the week, featuring this nice mixtape that's coming out. It just came out really, and definitely want to check out this mixtape. We also got some singles that's coming up, but before I even go into my intro, man, I'm actually about to go into the next song. We actually about to do the song real quick. I got here right now, E40, out here trying to function. We're trying to get this out real quick, you know what I mean? And then we're going to go into the mixtape. So we'll be right back after this song. Let's go.
Trying to function, bitch. You're fucking off my high. Get about my mix. You're messing up my vibe. I'm trying to get some crap. Put it in my ride. Take it to the rim. I'm toasted and sloppy off of a broccoli Bacardi. 151 out of my body. About that green like wasabi. Like in Bari, we mobby. We bossy back to fuck off. Getting money, my hobby. Not getting money. It's not me. It's the rappers I listen to. Is E40 and Pop. I'm having my revenue player. Having this guap. I'm on my fly. Big nigga shit, man. I stay laced to groom. I spray myself with sucker repellent. My nigga not for me. Not for me. You got. I can sell with a hustler. Think I can't. Get gas to the White House, black paint, black word candy, SLANG. Thinking about taking $1 million insurance policy out of my mouth.
Hey, bitch, try this. Guaranteed turn square to a buy, bitch. You ain't down, bye, bitch. I ain't got time for playing. I'm just saying, man, we out here trying to function. 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 We out here trying to function.
Okay, bitch. It's Uncle Earl and the HBK, bitch. Mission the gang, they already know that we ballin'. I'm coming straight out the rich. I got family down in New Orleans. Where you from? You say you lying out here. We say that you Johnson. You probably thought this never would happen. My niggas been called an alcoholic when sippin' that liquor. Oh, I'm drunk as hell. Fucking with a little bitch over in Vallejo. Got a whole pack of pre-roll young L's. And I'm never down to Uno. Pockets don't simmo. Haters respect the pedigree. Ballin' heavily. A phony homie, I never be for methamphetamine. That means crack hoe, young G. Hotter than Tabasco. I smash hoes, collect 200 and pass go. My flow, so Lamborghini, oh shit's a rap, oh. Now you understand why everything I do, I pass. Oh, Susie. Hey.
Bitch, try this.
Yes, sir. That was E40 out here trying to function. Let's start this show real quick, man. I don't know about y'all, but I'm ready to start this show. This mixtape coming out. Definitely going to go through the show. Right now, if you want to call in to be a guest, definitely call in. Area code 347-945-7421. Again, I went too fast for you. 347-945-7421. If you want to actually be a guest, call in, have an opinion about anything, definitely call in. Give some shout outs to whoever you want to give a shout out to. I definitely give you some room to do that if you want. And we also have a mini chat section for the show. If you want to chat, talk to me during the show, definitely hit me up, man. I'm on here until 11 o'clock. This is the 60 minute show, so I'm going to be on here for a second. Today, definitely follow me on Twitter. My name is T-Stream Media. If you didn't know, now you know. That is T-Stream Media, T-S-T-R-E-A-M-E-D-I-A. It is the name of the show, so if you need to spell it, I'm pretty sure I'll let you know. Or you can just look at my show title. Other than that, this is the T-Minds Naturist Productions on here. So definitely follow me on Facebook as well, facebook.com/T-Stream Media. And we do this every Wednesday, man. Getting over the hump Wednesday, just to get you over the hump of the work week. I know a lot of people work out here. And just like the sports show I had on yesterday, my boy Mr. ESPN, he said that was his Thursday, so today must be his Friday. So I'm making somebody day. That's how we do it. But today's topic, what we're going to get into is some new music. Feature album mixtape for today is Waka Flocka Flame. Again, I'll say it again for the listeners that don't know, is Waka Flocka Flame. Also, man, we're going to get into some discussion about Diggy versus J. Cole. The little news on that one, little heated battle. We have Twitter trending topic top five. I'll let you know exactly what top five is coming up. Also, we have Celebrity Blast, getting some news about celebrities out here. And also, we have some must-see movies for this weekend. So, if you want to go to the movies this weekend, we got some movies for you. Also, we have some horoscopes. So, if you have a horoscope for today, this is Hump Day Horoscope for the Virgos. Still Virgo season. It's the last week for Virgos on my show. So, definitely listen in for today's horoscope of the day. And also, we do have Motivation of the Day, sponsored by Marcus Lucy. He does have a page on Facebook. It is Seize the Day Fitness. I'll definitely put his page on my Facebook page if you want to know. Also, man, just check me out. I will be on the chat all day, every day. And also, I'll be on Facebook all day, every day. So, we're going to get into this first song, one of the feature songs off the feature album, which is Waka Flocka Flame. The name of it is Out the Bag. We're about to get into it, and I'll be right back with some news and some debate on Waka Flocka. Let's go. Out the bag.
Let's work. Whole commission. We in here.
I'm smoking out the bag now. All my bitches bad Flocka. Now. All these rappers mad now. In my condo, keep some pistols and some bitches running around. Yeah. I'm smoking out the bag now. All my bitches bad now. Yeah. Got these other rappers mad now. In my condo, keep some pistols and some bitches running around. My youngest fucking run the town. You flex, they go gun you down. Hit your block with 100 rounds. Make the hardest nigga in your hood lay it down. I'm flexing with a sack now. Shooters on my payroll, shooting at a snap now. I'm smoking out the pound, now my fingers, I keep bad bitches wrapped around. You know, I'm in a club, honey's on the ground. Got a bad bitch, slim waist, her ass round. Flocka in the club is going down. Young Richie Rich, keep a bad bitch. I'm smoking out the bag now. All my bitches bad now. All these rappers mad now. In my condo, keep some pistols, get some bitches running around. I'm smoking out the bag now. All my bitches bad now. Got these other rappers mad now. In my condo, keep some pistols, get some bitches running around. I'm riding in a ghost now. No rims, just factory. Got the word that he fought, boys, after me. You gon' need an army thinking about catching me.
Yeah.
I came from the crack block.
Yeah.
Never talked to a cop.
Yeah.
That's not me, op. Nigga, disrespect, then you know it's click pop. You know how a nigga rock.
Yeah.
Tattoos, diamond grill, it's a dreadlock. Grandma, I ain't gon' stop till that $1 million check get dropped in your mailbox. I'm smoking out the bag now. All my bitches bad now. All these rappers mad now. In my condo, keep some pistols, get some bitches running around. I'm smoking out the bag now. All my bitches bad now. Got these other rappers mad now. In my condo, keep some pistols, get some bitches running around.
Yes, sir, that was Out the Bag with Waka Flocka Flame on his new mixtape called, it is called Salute Me or Shoot Me. Salute Me or Shoot Me. I'm not exactly sure I want the second one. I'll definitely do the Salute Me. Give me a salute all day. Not the middle finger salute, just the regular salute. I'll definitely take the regular one. Just like Denver Broncos, I'll definitely not do the other salute. So, anyway, Waka Flocka Flame, man, I was Out the Bag. That was a nice little song there, man. I just wanted to feature some songs on here for you all so you can get a taste of what he's coming out with. I'll definitely rate it. For me, it wasn't a bad mixtape. I definitely like it. A lot of people on datpiff.com actually liked it, man. One of the people on here said Pac would have loved this guy, but I'm not exactly sure. He has no lyrical content, but he is definitely hyped, so that's something that Pac does. Tupac does. A lot of people actually like it, so they actually have a nice amount of feedback on here. He got a nice amount of hits, so he does have a lot of fans on here. So if you definitely are looking for one of his CDs that's coming out, pretty sure he's going to get nice hits. Definitely check it out, man. I will definitely check it out. Compared to his other stuff, I'm not exactly sure. It sounds about the same, to be quite honest. But it's his own. Everybody like it. So, some of the features that's going to be on this CD, Salute Me or Shoot Me for, it's going to be Shorty Low. Stuff I don't like. Gucci Mane, that's the man that brought me in. Yo Gotti on here. Wale made an appearance on the mixtape. Or Rocco Dash. You know, Rocco Dash has a lot of beats. I mean, definitely doing his work. And a couple others, man, that you might not know about, but definitely check them out. This record or CD mixtape is definitely brought to you by datpiff.com. That's exactly where I got it from. You can definitely put it up. I did put it up on Facebook.com, of course, that's Straight Media. So if you actually want to check out the whole mixtape, you can definitely do so. Other than the mixtape, we do have some singles that you should be looking out for. Some people that's coming out that you haven't heard from in a while. Actually, Lupe Fiasco is one of the people. Lupe Fiasco featuring Casey Benjamin, called Strange Fruition. It's a nice little single. I actually like it. Also, you have Gucci Mane featuring Future. Future is all right. He kind of reminds me of Future. He came out around the same time and kind of confused me. But, you know, that's what it is. Gucci Mane features Future called F the World. The song used for plenty, but I might not do that. I mean, I'm just going to make it professional for you all so you can understand me a little bit more. So, called F the World. Also, we have Brandy making an appearance on the single stage as featuring, they called him Titty Boy, but it's called 2 Chainz, and Tyga called Put It Down Remix. That's where Put It Down Remix is coming out. Also, we have Meek Mill featuring Kurt Cobain called Young and Getting It. I'm pretty sure some people are going to like that song. I actually like it, man. I actually played on there. I'm going to put it on my, page coming up. And also a big shock. I mean, NBA players, they get a big rap for you know, rapping and playing basketball. But this song is not bad for his first single. This is Iman Shumpert featuring Mano and Billions called For the Win. Now, Iman Shumpert plays for the New York Knicks. And if you don't know, he got hurt in last year's playoffs. It wasn't like they were going to beat Miami anyway. But at the same time, he got hurt. So he had a lot of time on his hands. And he wants to rap. I definitely put that on my page already, Facebook.com. If you didn't know, Media. Again, definitely you want to chat, put stuff in. Let me know you're in here. You can also put in your name, other than the guests. So welcome the two guests that came in and other guests that will be appearing in a second. This more. Shout out to you all. Definitely thank you for the support. And we're definitely talking about Waka Flocka Flame and his mixtape called Salute Me or Shoot Before. So what we're going to do is we're going to get into another song from Waka Flocka Flame. The name of it is Turn. Now that song is featuring Wale Roscoe Dash and it's called Turn. So we're going to get into that song real quick. And we'll be right back. I'll let y'all later. Yeah, let's go.
Motherfucker turn. This motherfucker turn. Holiday season. Motherfucker turn. This 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 motherfucker turn. Throwing racks. Clap that ass on racks, clap that ass on racks, clap that ass, this motherfucker turn, this motherfucker turn, on racks, clap that ass on racks, clap that ass on racks, clap that ass, this motherfucker turn. He's talking money, I got that, his new bitch, my old hoe, they sending boxes, don't buy clothes, got a diamond grill, can't do gold, wanna pop shit, it's a drum roll, extendos, nigga case closed, assist the bullet like Rondo, sit the 4,000 for the rollie, hello. Got a bad bitch from every state I go. $1 million nigga at the corner store. That cold cut, I need one of those. Everywhere I go, crowd follow me. Turned up, young black nigga. Flexed up with a sack nigga. Ghost up, got a Bentley in my chain, cold by 40. Young bad bitches can't do one. I need 8 of those. Rose gold, my rollie. Smoking Bob Marley. Bad bitches, they notice me. Front row, no nosebleed. Paparazzi, follow me. Everywhere I go, it's a party. This motherfucker turn. This motherfucker turn. This motherfucker turn. This motherfucker turn. This motherfucker turn.
I think it's time to get this money again, block.
This motherfucker turn. This motherfucker turn.
Throwing
racks. Clap that ass on racks. Clap that ass on racks. Clap that ass. This motherfucker turn. This motherfucker turn. Throwing racks. Clap that ass.
BOA, with BOA. BSM here, so we okay. Don't be on BS, might beat off break. Then I DIP, like I be on skates. Just be on G shit, don't be on dates. Throw out racks, you might throw out chains. Blow out backs, you might know my name. They don't know y'all tracks, they just know y'all lame. Work, let me do my thing. Couldn't tie my shoe, couldn't do my strength. Nigga, please, you cold. Blew out flame, ain't cool. They bull, blew out dang. Dreads out, fuck it though. Long as the badge on not bowl. Blow so much, my lungs are through. I'm the one with the rap like the number two. Ooh, without brick squad. Never sold work, but I get off. Sick bars, bought big cars. Bubba old bun, nigga pimp hard. Little pimp stroke, slight lamp though. Slight wrist glow when it gets dark. Got your lady hot, while I lay flock. And I cut holes like a tit.
My new chick, and I just hit on my new couch and flock I get no hands to a slow jam. It's like four bands in them out of pick. See, gotta be fucking with a real nigga. You know, every time I come around to see with me,
but this motherfucker's turn.
Yeah, it's turn. It's turn. Hey, that was Waka Flocka. Turn. With Rocco Dash and Wale. If you didn't know, hey, man. Hey, that's what's coming out right now. Actually, that's actually one of my favorite songs on there. Wale and Rocco Dash actually turned that one out. I actually like this beat and everything. So, hey, it's turn. It's turn. Anyway, man, I actually wanted to get into this real quick. I didn't have it on my notes. I just had this off the top of my head. What happened is J. Cole and Lil Diggy Simmons, they basically had a little beef real quick. And I don't know what the beef is, but whoever started it need to stop it, because Diggy is killing J. Cole. I'm not exactly sure what J. Cole does, but, you know, he needs to either step his game up or don't take him lightly, because Diggy Simmons out here, he's a smart dude. Don't let the silver spoon fool you. He did come from a nice little family of, you know, rich. You know, his dad, obviously, Run DMC. But at the same time, he is definitely smart. Went to a good school. And, you know, if people read the dictionary in school as a homework assignment, I'm pretty sure you're going to be some problems for you. So, J. Cole, either you're going to step it up or you just go back out, because, man, it's not looking good for ya. I mean, Cole World, I see you out here, Miss ESPN. Cole World, the man, but I guess you didn't hear that Diggy. So what I'm going to do is I'm actually going to put it on my page. I'm going to put on the Diggy verse that he talked about J. Cole on his verse real quick. But right now we got Twitter trending topics. And with Twitter trending topics, we have to have the top five countdown. Let's go.
Five, four. Three, two, one, zero.
Yeah, Twitter top five. That's the Twitter top five intro, sponsored by myself, DJ T Diggity. I edited it. I can do that too. So if y'all didn't know, now you know. Y'all know what I mean? Anyway. Top five trending topic for today is top restaurants to go to after church. Top five, we're going to get into it. Let me get on this Twitter real quick. Let's get on Twitter. If you didn't know, definitely follow me at T-Stream Media. Let me put it in the chat real quick. For those that don't know, T-Stream Media is my Twitter name. And that's where we have it right now. I also have it on my page when it's blinking, so you'll see the pictures on there. Anyway, top five. Okay, let's go number five. Top five restaurants that I have that I've seen on Twitter. After going to church, the number five one is KFC. Everybody goes to KFC in church. I'll take that one as number five. Let me see. Number four. OHOP. Got Original House of Pancakes. Nice place to go. They also have Original House of Pancakes down here in Atlanta, so I might have to check that out. I'll put that in the next one. But let me see, if you're in the chat, let me know top five restaurants at the church that you might go to. Traditionally, Popeyes comes in at number three. I like Popeyes, man. The Strawberry Fanta they used to have, I used to go there after getting the haircut. Used to be like crack, not the crack that the crack that you shake on. You say Popeyes, come on, man. Popeyes, yeah. Anyway, number two, top five restaurants you go to after church. Let's see. This is only in Detroit. Let's see. Coney Island for Detroiters, or Michigan, that is, and Waffle House for down south, because basically down south doesn't have a Coney Island. So I'll say Coney Island and Waffle House. They both open 24 hours, and I'll take that one. Let's see. Mr. ESPN, he said Southern Fire. You got Outback Steakhouse. I'll take Outback and Southern Fire. Southern Fire got the nice chicken and waffles. Nice chicken and waffles. The chicken and the fried chicken wings. And the waffle be on point. They need to get more butter. That doesn't be too cold. Anyway, number one, top five restaurant to go to after church, Golden Corral. Nice. Somebody put that in my Twitter, and I said, you know what? I forgot all about that. They got a Golden Corral down here close to me, so I'm going to go and check that out after Joel Osteen or something like that, because to be quite honest, I don't know where the church at around here. I'm about to go to a random one. Might go to a Methodist or something by mistake. Or actually, they got Chinese churches down here. So it kind of threw me off when they had a Chinese Baptist church. That kind of threw me off. Anyway, let's see. Honorable mentions, man. We got honorable mention restaurants. Places like, we got Chick-fil-A down here. That's a nice little place to go do down here. Can't forget Church's Chicken. It's named after church. Ryan's. People that don't know, Ryan's is called Fire Mountain now in Michigan. And I'm not exactly sure if you know about that. But anyway, Ryan's and then Olive Garden. Woo, Olive Garden or Red Lobster. A lot of people go to Red Lobster. Them biscuits be on point. Anyway, the Twitter.com, definitely follow me on Twitter, Twitter.com/TStreamMedia or at TStreamMedia. Definitely give me a shout out. Somebody else put in here, Ponderosa. I'll definitely take Ponderosa. I'll take Ponderosa for that one. But next up, man, look, we got movies. We got movies to watch this weekend. We also have Celebrity Blast and more. Right now, we're going to get into an old school song. Old school song. I'm not even about to say what it is. You should know exactly what this is. And I'll holler at y'all after this. Uh-oh. Let's go. Right back.
We be pumping. Hey, look here, look here. First of all, I want to welcome all y'all broke ass entrepreneur niggas to the Players Club.
It's packed. Niggas don't know how to act. We the max. VIPs in the back with a stack of numbers. But niggas like them dumber. We ought to get them smarter. Baby, take my order. The only shark that swim in here in the water. Got your daughter doing shit you don't think she ought to. Get the order to slaughter any ass like that. You know how the lonely act goes to Cognac. Brainiac, wit, maniac, Mac Gin. Down to get this motherfucking party cracked in. Nigga back in so we can smoke a dub. Down to buff all these bitches.
On our way to the Marriott, keep them very high. West side hitting Harry Cock. All
Yes, sir. That was Ice Cube. We be clubbing. If you didn't know, that was an old school joint today. Ice Cube, we be clubbing. Definitely check it out, man. All right, we're back. Right now, we got some movies. Movies to tune into. The movies for the weekend. So get ready. Read up on it. I got this from Yahoo.com, actually. So check it out. Yahoo.com sponsoring movies and movies to come for the weekend. So Showtimes, check it out. I'm not exactly sure the Showtimes. You check your local Showtime Ticketmaster. All right. First movie we got is Judge Dredd 3D, or they call it Dredd 3D. That movie is basically about America. It's basically the American in the wasteland. Instead of cops, they're basically police that are judges, and they judge you right on site. So you don't have to get arrested to be judged. So more than likely, they'll say, here's a ticket, and we're in court. Do you want to come in? It's no coming in 2 weeks later for a court date. No, you're getting judged right there if you want to go to court. And he's saying, yeah, you did it. So it really don't matter. You can't overrule it. All right, my opinion. Basically, I don't think it's better than the one that Arnold Schwarzenegger. I don't think it's going to be better. But at the same time, I'll still check it out because it's 3D. I mean, why not, like, bullets coming at you in 3D? You know, there's nothing better than being shot than to look like you're about to get shot, right? No. All right. Anyway, the next movie that you'll definitely be watching for this weekend, coming out this weekend, is called End of Watch. It's basically about two police officers patrolling the mean streets of L.A., Los Angeles, and they're basically carrying a camera and carrying it into action. So I think it's going to have a cops type feel to it. You know, a longer version of Cops, but it's a little bit different. I guess they're going to show how dangerous it is. Obviously, that's going to be shown in the movie, and also it's going to be it's going to be basically showing how their families are in danger. So definitely check it out. What movie is this? What you talking about? Dope looking. Which one? Handle, Mr. ESPN. Let me know exactly which movie that is. I'll definitely let the people know. What's the name of it? So basically, check it out. End of Watch will be coming out this weekend on Friday. Like I said, check your local theaters, and there you go. Next movie coming out, man, last and not least, the next movie that's coming out is House at the End of the Street. Now, we already know what that's about. It's a scary movie, but at the same time, it's got a spin to it. Of course it has a spin to it. It's a scary movie. Can't have it regular. The spin to it is basically... it's basically that a lady and her daughter goes to another state or another part of town trying to have a nice start or whatever. And what happens is that her daughter ends up dating this dude that's next door. And obviously, he's not just the dude next door. He's somebody with a past and a mystery. So definitely check that out. I'm pretty sure that's going to be nice. And that's going to be dope. I'm pretty sure it's going to be nice. So definitely check it out. House at the End of the Street. That was the movie. To be quite honest, it's PG-13. I'm not exactly sure how it's going to fit for adults to make it kind of scary, but at the same time, I'm pretty sure they'll have something to, definitely something to share about. So hopefully it's good. I'm not saying take your kids, but I am saying go watch the movie. There you go. right now, let's see. All right. Oh, he's saying End of Watch. It looks nice. It looks dope. Not to crack again. It looks nice. So anyway, next movie or next music. I'm sorry, next music or next song that's coming up right now. Again, this is off the mixtape "Salute Me or Shoot Me 4" from Waka Flocka Flame, sponsored by DetPiff.com. We definitely have the next song. It's called "Money Pile." It's Waka featuring Gucci, Yo Gotti, and D Dash. Let's check this out real quick. And see how it sounds. Definitely cover your kids' ears. It is 10:30. They should be asleep anyways. But at the same time, check this song out. Let's go. Money Pile, Waka Flocka Flame. Yeah.
Rolling up by Molly, exotic dances all around me. way. 100 band, nigga, we don't play. Camouflage, no paparazzi. All night, nigga, like a fucking nun. She a bad bitch, she can stay cocky. I'm a real nigga, I'ma stay poppin'. Magic City, Mondays, nigga. I got the flow looking gun sloppy. So many ones, they slipping up. Need a garbage bag, but let me pick them up. Chill, bands make my day and stop. Bands will make that bitch fuck. My bag up, my sack right. Never nigga play, I got act right. Her holler on, she a red phone, I'm bad, huh?
Yes, sir. That was Waka Flocka Flame called Money Power with Gucci Man and Yo Gotti and D Dash. Right now, we're about to go into the Celebrity Blast, but before then, we want to tell you to rock the vote. Definitely vote or die this year, man. I'm going to always put in either one of my shows that I have on here, so definitely find out where you need to vote. Find out where to register, and definitely, definitely go in and vote, man. This is an important vote. Anyway, we got Celebrity Blast. Check it out. Check it out. Here we go. Brought to you by TMZ and some other websites. As a matter of fact, this first segment is, or first story is sponsored by World Star Hip Hop. Your man, Waka Gene, or Waka Khan, coming out with autobiography book. That's his World Star. You can check it out in an interview. I'm going to put it on my page. He said it's going to be one of seven. It's going to have seven books. I guess the first one, he's basically going to be talking about himself, Fugees, the whole Lauryn Hill situation, and a whole bunch of drama, and where he came, you know, where he came from. I guess it's going to be a version of Behind the Music. They are prepared, but nothing beats the book. Some people do want to read it, so definitely check that out. The interview will be on my page, the T-Mines at Yours Production. Definitely check it out, and yeah, you know I mean? Next story, last Floyd Mayweather Jr. He hasn't paid that much, basically, just for that. And that's not saying that he lost the case, but that's something that he has. And that's basically chump change. You can basically flip that in hope that that to the family to get chump. No. That's Floyd Mayweather. But at the same time, it's the principle. So I'm not exactly sure what Pac-Man is trying to do, but it seems as though he's trying to make sure that Pacquiao's trying to make sure that Floyd fights him. That's what I think. I think he just wants to fight him, get mad or something. They fight him regardless of what he's working. So definitely check that up. Or check that out. Right now, Celebrity Class. Also, Michael Turner of the Atlanta House, he basically got arrested right after the Sunday. He got arrested for they just basically like game. I liked it. Monday Night Football. He has to be blocked for 97 and 5 playing. So basically, I'm not exactly sure how it's gonna happen or he's gonna be punished. But at the same time, we'll see how that affects the mental. Also, man, you hear about the video that doing prank calling, or basically was pranking a local restaurant. Basically, a little kid, every time he gets shot, he'll make himself get shot, and he'll pass out and go forward in the window. Now, it's kind of crazy. I'm not surprised the police didn't get involved with this yet, but at the same time, some people were saying, I mean, imagine if you were really hurt. If you were in the fast lines and are you real or are you serious? It kind of shocked me that some people would actually just not care about what he was doing. So definitely check that out. I'm going to put down my page. It's kind of funny, but at the same time, it's kind of bad. So definitely check that out. That was Celebrity Blast, man. Got some technical difficulties that I see that here, but that's on together right now. So we're going to keep it moving. We'll definitely be right back right now. We're about to get into the next song. This is Mac Miller called Down a Truck. So check it out. We're about to do this real quick. I'll be right back. Peace.
This man's kind of high out here. Hey, yo, the flyest motherfucker in the room. Yeah, you know it's me. Bitches hating on him because he started out here locally. Hopefully, I'll be at the top soon. For now, I'm at my house on the couch watching cartoons. You know how much you love it when you get it in abundance. Give a fuck about a budget when you always be the subject of discussion. But it's nothing when you stop and just say fuck it, because you walking out in public and you hear him talking rubbish. I just want to ride through the city. Cutlass, find a big butt, bitch. Somewhere get my nuts kissed. That's the way it goes when you party just like I do. Bitches on my dick that used to brush me off in high school. Take over the world when I'm on my Donald Trump shit. Look at all this money, ain't that some shit? Take over the world when I'm on my Donald Trump shit. Look at all this money, ain't that some shit?
We gon' take over the world while these haters getting mad. That's why all my bitches bad. They see this crazy life I have in A and R. We gon' win. You can take a lose or draw. What I'm in. Got these hoes who used to play me in they bras. We gon' take over the world while these haters getting mad. Take over the world while these haters get mad. That's why all my bitches bad. They see this crazy life I have. Hop into the car and then we take them to the pad. It's a rap.
And motherfuckers think they know me, but they never met the kids. They'll come with excellence and money make benevolence irrelevant for the fuckers who never been intelligent. I kill my handy, break the bottle for the hell of it. Tell a bitch that she better bring a friend. And if she want an autograph, she better bring a pen. Yeah, the party never end. This life is what I recommend. And if you got a hope it for me, then she better be a 10. I ain't picky, but these girls be acting tricky when the situation's sticky and the liquor got them silly. But I take over the world when I'm on my Donald Trump shit. Look at all this money. Ain't that some shit?
We gon' take over the world while these haters getting mad. That's why all my bitches bad. They see this crazy life I have in A and R. We gon' win. You can take a lose or draw. What I'm in. Got these hoes who used to play me in they bras. We gon' take over the world while these haters getting mad. Take over the world while these haters get mad. That's why all my bitches bad. They see this crazy life I have. Hop into the car and then we take them to the pad.
Yeah, that was Donald Trump by Mac Miller. Definitely check that out, man. I like that song. I like Mac Miller, man. He actually all right. I just actually seen a rap battle that wasn't that. It wasn't that bad, man. It was about Caucasian versus Puerto Rican or something like that. I'll definitely share that my friend Jay Sarasota Tober put in. As a matter of fact, next week or something of that nature, I'm going to put him in as the underground insider. He's going to check in and definitely let you know guys know about basically about underground, about freestyle battles, some people coming up. And what happened on there. So I'm definitely going to shout him out. Let him get some time in and let him do it. But right now,
this is Need a Beat.
We got horoscopes. Horoscopes for the Virgos. And I'm going to let my main man, Willie Johnson. He just came into the studio. What's going on, man? Everything good?
Yeah, man. I'm good. Yeah, I mean.
All right. So look. I'm going to let you do this horoscope real quick, just because you came in, you said you wanted to do it, and we're about to do it for the Virgos, all right? Go ahead and do your thing.
All right, man. Scoot over, man. Scoot over, T-String, you know what I mean? Hey, look, this is something that the Virgos need to know, and this is something for today that's going on in the horoscopes, you know what I mean? I'm about to read it for you. All right, so basically it's saying someone you've never met before who you find exceedingly attractive could pass you today. I'm not exactly sure how that's going to happen if you stay in the house. But it's basically telling me that you need to go outside. At the same time, you might decide to go say hello and discover not only a physical attraction, but in an intellectual, you know what? I don't know how to say that word. Hold on. Let me get it again. All right. Intellectual compatibility as well. Your feelings are probably reciprocated. Now, these are some big words, man. How you gonna make me read this? Anyway, if you're involved, at least you might make a new friend. So he's saying if you're in a relationship, you might get a friend out of it. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm Willie Johnson. Look, I'm going to give it back to the T-Stream because, to be quite honest, this is some big ass, big old words that's coming up in here. I can't do it. You know what I mean? Let's go.
Oh, man. All right, thanks. I appreciate it. Willie Johnson in the stage in the studio. I'm definitely going to get him a nice little segment to go on real quick. I don't even know what to say about that. I'm going to let him do his thing. But that was a horoscope. Virgos, definitely look out. You might have a friend coming on, as Willie just said. So, hey, this is my man Willie Johnson. I came down south, and this is how you get it. Willie Johnson down south. That's how we get it in. You know what I mean? Anyway, don't forget to check out the recap show for the NFL. Me and Mr. ESPN, we definitely go in on recaps on Mondays. If not before, after Monday Night Football game, we're definitely going to try to do it before. But at the same time, if time permits, we'll definitely do it after. So just check it out and look for updates on the T-Minds Not Yours production show. Definitely check it out. And for right now, we are about to get into the motivation of the day as we reach our end of the show. So definitely let's go ahead and change into that subject, into that segment, and we'll be right back. Hold on. Yes, sir. We are into the motivational tip of the day. I'm brought to you by Marcus Lucey. If you didn't know, now you know, man. Marcus Lucey actually has been doing motivational tips for about the last 3 to 4 years. And he's actually been having a nice success about it. I can't wait until his book come out. But I'm not going to spoil the beans. I'm going to let him bring it out, and then I'm going to actually interview him for that. Also, I might bring him in for some health fitness tips since he's a personal trainer. He definitely gets you motivated. And as well as me, so I definitely feed off of him, and we definitely get it in. So the motivational tip of the day is, you can't be what you're not. As a matter of fact, let me turn this down a little bit more. Hold on real quick. So you can hear me. All right. It's saying you can't be what you're not. So why do so many of us get lost trying to be what we can't? Instead, focus on what you are. And then you will live the life you say you want. That's deep. There you go. Motivational tip of the day brought to you by Marcus Lucey. I don't know what to say, man. If that don't motivate you, nothing will. And that's how we do it on T-Stream Media Show, a.k.a. DJ TJ, T Diggity, DJ T Diggity. If you're down in Atlanta area, definitely hit me up. I do DJ parties, bar mitzvahs, anything you want me to DJ out, DJ it, even Barney shows, you know what I mean? So anyway, right now, we are about to head out, but before we do so, let's break it to the song. Let's go.
You could thank me now. Go ahead. Thank me later, yeah, I know what I said, but later doesn't always come, so instead, it's a, okay, you could thank me now.
Again, this is T-Stream Media, T-Stream Media Show, brought to you by blogtalkradio.com. If you want to, definitely take this number down, 347-945-7421. That is the number to call in. If you actually want to be a caller, man, let me know. Come on chat and put it out. If you want to definitely do that. What we're going to have coming up Monday is our sports show, sports edition of T-Stream Media Show. So definitely check that out. I'll definitely update you all as to what day and time we're going to have it on there. More like it's going to be Monday. Thank you all for liking my new page. I appreciate everything that you do. Fans, appreciate the people that have been there from the beginning. And appreciate the people that are just now coming to listen and to support. So I definitely appreciate it. Definitely check out my T-Minds Not Yours production page. That's facebook.com/T-Stream Media. Also follow me on Twitter at T-Stream Media. And also at T-Stream Media. T-Stream Media is my Instagram page as well. So this is a T-Stream Media show. Remember, if you want some music, party, interview, or whatever it is you do, hit me up. I'll holler at you later. But at the same time, Let's see what else we got here. I know we got a little bit of time here real quick. So, Mr. ESPN, he has a basketball court that he actually does. He told me to shout that out. He actually has a basketball court that he does out there in Romulus. It's in Romulus, Michigan. So if you're out there in the Romulus, Michigan area, or you want to have a basketball spot to play basketball on Sundays, definitely hit me up or hit him up. I'll definitely share the information with you. Also, we have some information for a party that I was definitely told to promote for somebody. As a matter of fact, this is Chris Economos. It's actually his 28th birthday celebration. He said it was going to be on September 28th. It's going to be on Saturday at 9 p.m. at Mugshot. He said it's going to be from 9 to 2. He said Mugshot's bar is going to be, September 22nd, Saturday, at the sports bar at Mugshot, 17305 Harper Avenue. Free ballroom lessons from 9 to 10. And also, you will have a nice dress code. Everyone is free before 10:30. Check it out. Ladies, $5 all night. $5 all night. Also, they have drink specials. $3 $1,800 and Ciroc shot. They also have $5 mixed drinks, man. Check it out. Ask me to put it out there, and I'll definitely put it out there because you asked me to. So, other than that, I will holler at y'all later. This is the T-Stream Media Show, a.k.a. DJ T-Diggity. And I'll holler at y'all later. All right, peace.
I'm trying to make them proud. Searching for the meaning, you'll find it next to me. They tell me I'm the hottest, guess we finally get to see. I'm feeling like Nas, who am I to disagree? They say the doors are open up soon as you find a missing key. That's probably why I'm in this shining. Jump up in the sky and put the stars into alignment. I rep the ATF in case you need to be reminded. And the bandwagon's full, but you can try and run behind it. I'm sorry, poolside drinking, margarita rounds. Shout out to my city, though, I hardly be in town. I'm the black sheep of Chris Farley, wears the crown. And I know life is just a game in which the cards are facing down. I'm in a world where things are taken, never given. How long they choose to love you will never be your decision. And I'm aware that this could be the last time you listen. So while I'm still here in this position, you could thank me now. Go ahead. Thank me later, yeah, I know what I said. But later doesn't always come, so instead, it's okay, you could thank me now.